He could be sent to prison for life without parole. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
For the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart is charging the accused gunman in a Highland Park, Illinois, 4th of July parade mass shooting with 7 counts of murder. Robert Cremo III will also face more charges for the more than 30 people also injured and is expected in court today.
We're also learning more details about Cremo's past. In September 2019, police confiscated Cremo's collection of 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword after a family member reported him threatening to, quote, kill everyone. Despite making those threats of violence, he was still able to legally buy 5 firearms in Illinois, including the one police say he used to carry out Monday's attack.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park, where Vice President President Harris went.
Children, parents, grandparents, victims to a senseless act of gun violence.
She called on Congress to ban so-called assault weapons. The president will go to Cleveland today to push his pension plan funding proposal, but he also may bring up high gas prices, which he's been blaming on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Fox,
when it comes to these sky-high gas prices, drivers are mad about it. I'm mad about it. The president's mad about it. Oil company executives are thrilled.
The Biden administration blames the oil industry, even gas station owners. Some of them have been pushing back, saying they aren't making more profits. They don't set the prices. Republicans have blamed Biden energy policies. Now, gas has dropped 23 days in a row. It's now about 24 cents off the record high. AAA's national average for regular just under $4.78 per gallon. DACA returns to court today. The Obama-era program that shielded nearly a million immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids from being deported. Former President Trump tried to end it unsuccessfully, but Texas got a court to block new immigration applications. Today's hearing considers an appeal to that. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken goes to Indonesia this week for a meeting of G20 foreign ministers, including those from China and Russia. And while the war in Ukraine will be a big issue, some countries represented at the meeting have resisted vocally opposing Russia's invasion. This will be the first time Blinken has been in the same room as his Russian counterpart since January before Russia's invasion. There's no plan for a one-on-one meeting. If it did happen, would the Secretary of State bring up the plight of Brittany Griner, the star American basketball player jailed in Russia?
In a handwritten letter, WNBA star Brittany Griner told President Biden she's terrified she could spend her life in a Russian prison, a note White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has read.
He believes that any U.S. national that is held abroad or detained or held hostage abroad, we need to bring back safely.
Griner was arrested by Russian officials in February at a Moscow airport shortly before Russia invaded Ukraine. She is facing drug smuggling charges. The Biden administration says Griner is being wrongfully detained. Earlier this year, American Trevor Reed was released from Russian detention as part of a prisoner exchange. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Lost in space. A small part of NASA's plan to return to the moon.
It's about the size of a microwave. The spacecraft was launched just over a week ago and had been circling the Earth in an effort to slingshot it toward the moon. But apparently the circuit went dead. Engineers are hopeful they can reestablish contact. NASA is attempting to use the Capstone spacecraft as part of a staging post for astronauts to eventually return to the lunar surface in the coming years. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are flat, not moving much. The day after a late rally recovered big losses and the market ended mixed, the Dow still fell 129 points, but the Nasdaq gained nearly 200. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.